Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I wanted to start something today that I hope, if you two are interested, will be a three-part series, and each of you will host the same episode from your point of view down the line.
Okay. Wow. Interesting.
We are going to do a bracket of things that I like, and you guys are going to decide what your collective favorite thing that I like is.
Interesting. Okay. Okay.
I mean, I might be biased, but I think Adel's going to be my champion when it comes down to it.
Oh, and I didn't consider the possibility that JPC would be an option on there.
And both of you, and I love people who are self-aware. Keep exercising that self-awareness. I love that for both of you. You're both right in the money. So some of these are things, some of these are smells, some of these are pop culture moments. And you can't hurt my feelings, because at the end, you're still going to be picking something that I love. So let's just jump into these.
And Aaron, don't ever tell a guy like me that.
Quick to say we can't hurt
I know, yes. And you two always find a way, and I know.
You can't say some shit like that to a guy like me. It just, it's like throwing chum in the water for the shark, okay?
I love you guys. You're back on the list. Okay.
Yes.
So these are, let's just start, because I really want to get through all of these. Okay.
Okay. Yes.
The Adele Dazeem moment from the Oscars idea of the British monarchy ending in our lifetime.
Wow. I mean, the British monarchy ending in our lifetime would be pretty sweet, but Adele Nazeem is just so fucking funny. I think I gotta go Adele Nazeem.
Yeah, it's like one thing is loving a positive, while the other thing would be like loving the idea of a negative, right? So it's like the monarchy falling apart versus the Adele. The thing is, the monarchy may never fall apart, but the Adele Nazeem movement lives on forever. The little nod he does, the little bow he does when he says it, like he's trying to hide his face. Like those people that put the cloth over their head when they eat the little chicken or something so God can't see.
The bird.
I'm hand holding with Adel here. I'm gonna vote for the Adele Dazeem moment.
I started out off easy because I think that is one of our collective favorite moments. So I figured.
And Aaron, we should ask, do we have to agree upon an answer? Or can
eventually,
we both have
we're going to have to 12 Angry Men this. Are both a Fonda. What's his name? Henry Fonda? You're both Henry Fonda.
Well, there's a lot of Fondas.
I would be Jane.
Wanna Fonda, don't you wanna? Okay.
I'll be Peter.
When you sit down before a musical and the overture starts playing versus Christmas decorations.
Oh.
Wow. Okay.
Now, we all know Aaron love a musical.
Right.
Aaron,
but these are things that you like. So you get to decide between the two of you what is better between those two things.
Oh, okay. So we're not trying to pick the one that Aaron likes the most.
No, you're going for
this
what
is our favorite thing that
your
Aaron
collective
likes.
Favorite
Aaron.
Thing that I like.
Amongst
yeah.
what,
Aaron likes. Okay.
Amongst Aaron's most precious possessions, this is the shiniest gem of the batch. Overture's pretty fantastic, especially, and I'm gonna preemptively say especially when myself, Aaron and JPC all want to go see Betty Boop, the Boop Boop Doop musical.
You add a new boop every time you do that, I swear to God.
Boop Doop Doopical?
Boop Boop Doosical. Doosical the Boop Doop Doosical. Doesn't matter. We're off track here.
Boop Doop Doosical.
I think it sucks that it's called an overture, but it's just the very beginning, because you're like, oh, thank God, it's over.
It's over.
No, it's an overture.
What are you going to pick?
Like,
we don't have a ton of time.
Where's my dog? It's overture.
Here's the thing, Adel.
Yeah.
I care about both of these things, which is zero. So I'll defer to you. You can pick which one advances.
I think the anticipation of a sitting down to see a new musical and the anticipation and the score and the overture, I think it's pretty magical. Christmas decorations are great. I just don't. There's a lot of times people phone it in, or you see the same kind of same shit all the time. So unless it's like a 100-foot skeleton in a Santa suit, then no. So we're going to go with overture.
Great, great. White fluffy robes or people or watching people do intricate eye makeup in an internet video.
God,
one
now
I've never seen before.
If the video is called like eye makeup disaster, and they have a real sharp stick and they're like doing eye makeup, now that I might be a little
save
bit
it
more
for your list. Save it for your list.
Goof.
I don't think
you
I've
know,
ever
also,
seen a video of someone doing
I gotta
makeup.
Be honest with you, I'm not a robe guy. When am I supposed to wear this?
Hotel.
Hotels, some people wear hotel.
Spa.
Just around my hotel room?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. You're not living, man. You are
I'd
not living.
Be naked. If I'm in a hotel, I'm rubbing my butt and genitals on all kinds of stuff. I can't do that with a robe.
Well,
I don't know. I'm not a robe guy. I'm not a robe guy. I'd much rather have a towel. I think a towel does me fine. And then when I dry off, towel goes away. Don't need that towel anymore.
Can I blow your mind, JPC? Robes are made from towels.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, hey, what about a towel you can wear? I'm like, what about a towel I can get rid of as soon as I'm done with it?
It's like, I'd rather not wear jeans. I'd rather just have a slab of denim.
We got to keep moving.
Aaron, I have to teach him a lesson.
I know, and I get your impulses, but we got to keep going.
Wait a second. Jeans are clothes that you would wear. There's no reason to wear this robe.
This is going
to
be two episodes, and then I can relax into this.
I'm gonna say JPC gets to pick this round because I'm not invested in either.
I guess I'll go with the eye makeup tutorial.
Okay. You're missing out. It's an art.
Those are good?
Yes.
Those are good to see?
Yeah, they're really cool. It's art. Laughing so hard you have to stop walking.
Lots of things are art. Lots of things are art, and that doesn't make them cool, good, or interesting.
I think it's fun. It's good to watch.
Okay.
Because it's a creative expression that, especially because if they're editing it quickly... It's a creative expression that looks hard to do because you're doing it on yourself. You have to be symmetrical, which is hard. So that's cool to watch people be symmetrical. Very satisfying. And it's very short. It's like a beautiful creative thing. And I love that people do such beautiful effort on something that's so temporary. I think that's a lovely way to spend time. I think that
it's a good investment. A lot of people go through Sotheby's or other auction houses, and it's a good investment. It's art.
Okay. We have to move on.
Yes.
Laughing so hard, you have to stop walking. So you're laughing with someone, or you're walking with someone, and they make you laugh so hard that you have to stop walking because you're laughing so hard.
Okay, so jokes while laughing.
Like verse, the Container Store.
Just the whole idea of the Container Store?
Yeah, just the feeling you get when you walk into the Container Store.
I do love me a trip to the Container Store.
Yeah,
I
agreed.
Do love that.
I think we go Container Store. It's nice to be organized.
I think Container Store. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess that you two would guess that. Trumpets in a love song.
Trumpets.
Or having your hair washed for you.
Ooh, easy.
Trumpets.
Trumpets.
You don't like when
one of them I was like, oh, I don't care for that.
You don't like when the hairdresser shampoos your hair?
When?
What?
Aaron, I think this is more of a
lady thing?
A lady
You are
thing.
Missing out. Oh, I feel so sad for you. If you have short hair.
I think during Queer Eye, Jonathan Van Ness will do it to everyone. And it looks nice, but also like,
you don't know. You don't know. If you're a short hair baby and you don't know, go and get your hair washed. It will change your life. It's so good for your nervous system having someone rub your head like that.
Aaron, guess what? I do that maybe a couple times a week, and I go up there and I just wash my own hair. Here's the thing about that hair wash. They're always like, hey, would you like me to wash your hair? And I'm like, well, actually, no, because I'm going to have to go home and take a whole ass shower because I got little pieces of hair all over my fucking neck that you're simply not going to get in a hair wash, and I'm going to have to clean that shit up myself. So
that's like
leave some life on the table
shave.
Then, man. If you're going to leave this world without having your hair washed for you, then you're leaving some life on the table, and I can't help you. I can't help you.
When the barber offers a shave, I'm like, I got it. I can do this at home.
There's a place where I go get massages from, and after the massage, you can take a rain shower or like a steam shower, and I like that because I get to control the whole shower. That's my shower. It's not like the masseuse like finishes up and they're like, "Hey, would you like me to wash just your arms?" I'm like, "Hey, no, man. I gotta wash the oil off of all of me. It's not just the arms thing."
There are gonna be some things coming up that you're really gonna. I don't know, have a problem with on my list. A lot All of right. these are related to this, so we'll see. Okay, so Trumpets okay. and Love Song 1. Okay, this one's really hard. This is a hard one, okay? When yeah. Wally holds his own hand while watching Hello Dolly and Wally, because he sees the people holding hands on screen,
yeah.
versus everyone clapping when Nicole Kidman comes on screen now before the AMC movie. Everyone in the theater.
Something they only do in L.A.
I think...
Leaving life on the table, y'all.
I'm gonna go with Wally. I think the Nicole Kidman thing had a moment, and I think at this point I'm done. I'm over it.
I'm done.
I'm never over because he's adorable. But I think Nicole Kidman. I'm over Nicole Kidman in general. I think
the Nicole Kidman's the AMC one. Have you seen a movie at a Regal Cinema lately?
Mm-mm.
They do a thing at Regal Cinemas. I saw the Mario Brothers movie at Regal, and they do a thing where it's like a long commercial where people are just saying like famous movie quotes to each other, and it is internal.
It's awful.
It's so fucking awful.
And some of them don't make sense, I think.
Dude, they're not. There's no context to them. They're just saying shit to each other.
It's not a conversation.
It reminds me of like running an improv rehearsal for a bunch of people who have never done it before, and they're just like doing Rick or Morty quotes and stuff, and I'm like, come on, guys, you gotta
Rick
stop.
Rick or Morty?
You gotta stop.
Rick or Morty?
1, 2, 3, 4, hate riddle, riddles, clue crew.
Listen to the rest of the episode now by starting your free 7-day trial at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle.